And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20, 10 more albums to come your way in this hour. If you missed any of the first hour, fret not, my friend. You can go back and listen to it. Radioforall.net or podcasts, the show on iTunes. You can get any episode you want, actually. So if there was, well, within reason. I mean, there's a lot there, Brian. Brian's shaking his head. You can't see it, but...
I actually think that you can. I was just joking around.
No, I think there was a certain time where we started uploading. I don't know if you can go back, and you probably don't want to go back to the very first show. The pilot episode of this show was...
I think it's gone downhill, not uphill. Actually, I think that's probably the pinnacle. Episode?
Oh, okay. So, well, there you go. So, if you are just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20, about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from... earshot-online.com. Brian, what are they going to find if they go to that website? Well, you tell them, I'm going to upload my PC offers.
Sure. What? You're going to find out that it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report found at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there. We're about to give you, for the week ending Tuesday, August 18th, 2015, the top 10 most played records from across Canadian Campus Community Radio, as decided by over 30 stations submitting their top 30 albums, as they do every single week, as well as specialty charts, including electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, and interviews, reviews, and much more within those genres and beyond. So be sure to check all that out and more at earshot-online.com, a fine service of the National Campus Community Radio Association, produced by all kinds of cool staff and volunteers.
And you can find us online a few ways as well. earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email. facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. And at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you, and it'll be in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. Just that easy. There you go. And Brian, I did load my offers, and I'm gonna get some points for yogurt.
Great.
It's good news. So we've got 10 more albums to bring them in this hour of the program. Steven's gonna be back. You've got the lowdown as well. But big news, new number one. I didn't see that coming. I thought Yukon Blonde was gonna hang on to it for a couple more weeks. They were holding pretty strong there for, you know, 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see who that's gonna be coming up in a little less than an hour now. But we'll kick it all off with number 10. And move up from there. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
This week it is the album I Became a Shade from Last Gang Records by Soul. They're up just one spot this week into the number 10 spot, closing out the first hour last week, and then kick off the second hour this week with a track called Stay With Us. At number 9, up from number 32, debuting last week, is the latest record, Muix, by Joyful Talk. And they have a new song out you're going to hear called Possible Futures. And then we hear Flamenco Wiccan by Tough Age at number 8, down from number 5 from the album I Get the Feeling Central.
Okay, if that Flamenco Wiccan is the song...
It's not Wiccan.
Wiccan? Anyway, best song title ever. I love it.
I agree.
That is the best. Here's one for you. Stay With Us. Soul. It's your number 20. And if you stay with us, it's good for your soul. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9. Number 8.
That was Tough Age with a track from I Get the Feeling Central. That one coming our way from Mint Records at number 8, dropping 3 spots this week. You heard the track Flamenco Wiccan. You also heard Apostle Futures by Joyful Talk. Their new record Muix at number 9, up from number 32, and Soul up 1 spot this week to number 10. I Became a Shade, and we kicked off that set, kicked off this hour and our top 10 with a track called Stay With Us. Welcome back to the Year Shot 20. We're going to take another break from counting down the top 10 records across Canada this week to hear again from Stephen Karlick from Exclaim. And he has some pretty interesting news to tell us about some pretty well-known popular independent music groups who have been sharing some interesting ways to announce their records. And we're going to start off with a band who put out the fine 2013 album Monomania.
Yes. That band is, of course, Deer Hunter, and it now seems, even though it's been 2 years since that record, Bradford Cox and Company have a new album coming out. It all started about a week ago when their website was updated with a mysterious countdown clock. It was ticking down to midnight on the night of Sunday, August 16th. There was also a form to sign up for Deer Hunter's mailing list, plus a photo of the band hanging out with a dog. If you clicked on the pooch, you would see a GIF in which... or GIF, if you're so inclined, in which Bradford Cox's face merges with the dog's. It was all kind of freaky. Now, of course, we know that the new album is called Fading Frontier, and it'll be out on October 16th, courtesy of record label 4AD. There's a single from the new album called Snakeskin, along with a video, which you can see at exclaim.ca. It's a very bouncy, fun sort of track. My favorite Deer Hunter is when Deer Hunter try to be pop songwriters, and it, of course, comes out all fractured and weird, because that's what Deer Hunter do. It's an excellent first single. It bodes really well for the album. Check it out at exclaim.ca.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Definitely a little bit more of their poppier side, at least from the single. So we'll see how the record pans out. And I'm sure there'll be some more weird and wacky stuff from them.
One of my favorite, I think Halcyon Digest is the best they've ever sounded. And when they sort of take on, they sort of did a garage rock kind of thing on Monomania, which was fine. But I like when they try to do something that's outside of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
And it sounds like this might be one of those things. It's a weird song.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't quite what I was expecting. I would definitely encourage people, fans, not to go and check that one out. And the music video is pretty wacky as well, so be sure to check that out. And this one is also a little strange. I'm just going to let you tell us all about Daniel Lopatin's latest project and the strange ways and cryptic ways he was telling folks about it.
Yeah. So Daniel Lopatin, otherwise known as 106 Point Never, unveiled one of the more cryptic sort of album announcements in recent past. First, there was a PDF document on Lopatin's website in which he talked about there were details about starting a band with an alien named Ezra. The PDF linked to a blog with posts backdated to the 90s, and the newest entry was a supposed interview with Lopatin as conducted by Ezra the Alien. In the Weird Foe interview, Lopatin said, quote, "The record is finished. I spent most of the summer thinking about how I want to present it. I started writing it in January and wrapped in July. It'll be out in November. It's called Garden of Delete, or G-O-D, God for short." Of course, that's all now been updated. 106 Point Never's Facebook page has a G.O.D.-themed image of a truck, and there were, of course, Warp logos all over that. Warp Records released his last album, R Plus 7, and it was all, of course, followed up by a press release, which confirmed that Garden of Delete will come out November 13th, courtesy of Warp Records. There is a teaser clip, a new video clip called G.O.D. Flame. You can see that at exclaim.ca, as well as get a link to the original weird interview with the alien. So some really interesting stuff. He's, of course, an excellent composer. I really loved his 2012 album, Replica. Really beautiful. You should check it out if you have a moment and you're into sort of more ambient music.
All right, and we're going to close out with one final news story. We've heard about a couple of artists with some great new records coming out in the near future, and now a fine Canadian musician is going to take his politically charged, recently released album on tour.
Yeah, I actually had the great honor of getting to see Neil Young, backed by the Promise of the Real. That band, of course, includes two of Willie Nelson's sons. They played at Way Home Festival, were one of the headlining acts. They played for 3 full hours, and not even being the hugest Neil Young fan, it was, I can say, it was truly incredible, kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So, if you live in Vancouver, where they're now headed on their newly announced North American Fall Tour, you should definitely check it out. The tour is, of course, in support of the Monsanto Years, his new, sort of ham-fisted but also pretty charming, new album. It's a modest outing that runs through the first half of October, and the new tour will favor the western half of the continent, including a number of shows along the Pacific coast. Unfortunately, the sole Canadian date is that Vancouver date at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre on October 5th, but altogether they have 11 shows booked, so if you're traveling at all, heading over to California or to Oregon or Seattle, definitely want to catch this. It's very cool. I mean, Neil Young is a prolific artist, and he tours a lot, so hopefully you've had the chance to see him. If you haven't, now's the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And our program director here at Local 107.3 FM, the host station of the Earshot 20, also had a chance to see that show and was raving wildly about it. So lots of folks who have been recently converted fans, so be sure to check that out as well. And all those tour dates, as well as information on all of these stories and much, much more, always available on exclaim.ca. And you can also find the latest issue for September on stands all over Canada, free as always. Thanks so much again, Stephen, and I'll throw it to you one last time to give us a fine new track that you're bumping to this week.
Thank you very much. This one is a very cool song. I actually had never heard of her before. This is by an artist named Morning Coup. That's mourning as in being in mourning, say, after a death, and coup as in a coup d'etat, C-O-U-P. She has a new album out called Baby Blue. It's a sort of an experimental pop, sort of synth-pop album, not totally unlike Grimes, who is actually a peer and a friend of hers. The new album is out now on No Sun Recordings, and my favorite song from it is track 9. It's called Burn One for the Saints. It's sort of a cool little pop tune, not quite pop for the charts, but pop for the hungry experimental listener. It's very cool. Burn One for the Saints by Morning Coup on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7. Six.
Sky.
It's the Earshot 20.
And you just heard from Lindy Ortega, our final debut this week of four at number six. Faded Gloryville is her latest, and we heard a track called Half Moon. We also heard Random Name Generator by Wilco. Their newest record, Star Wars, sits still at number seven. And we also heard from Stephen Karlik in there, and he gave us his song pick of the week this week, Morning Coup, with the track Burn One for the Saints.
I still think it's coop. Isn't that how you spell chicken coop?
No.
Isn't it?
I don't know, but that's not what it is.
Okay. We've got a couple more tracks.
This
then
is crosses all over again.
Morning Coop crosses. We've got a couple more tracks that we're going to bring you. Then we will get to the lowdown, and Brian's going to get that for you. But first, we've got your number five and your number four.
All right, don't go anywhere. Here is a track called Year of the Dragon by Old Man Ludica at number five. Up for number 10, Domestic Eccentric is his latest. And then we're going to hear from Tame Impala there at number four, dropping from number two. Their newest one on Interscope Records is called Currents. You're going to hear a track called Past Life.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Dragon, I was born. I have burned through most of my days. If you rush through the rush to your dreams, you don't trust. When you wake, you'll find everything in flames. Find freedom, and freedom will find you. Well, I knew she was more when she walked through the door. And she smiled like a Cheshire cat. When I woke, she was gone, but the dream went on and on. She left a hole like a note that sang out, find freedom, and freedom will find you. Like I need her, like I need you. My love goes seeking like an arrow, like a sparrow seeking food. There's a pain you run from to a pain you can't beat. You can't win and you can't even cheat. So in this year of our Lord, I will try and move forward. in a life of both faith and belief. I find freedom, and freedom will find me. I find freedom, and freedom will find me. I find freedom, and freedom will find me. I find freedom.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
I was picking up a suit from the dry cleaners, which is standard for me, Thursday, 12:30. I've got a pretty solid routine these days. I don't know, it just works for me. Anyway, I was leaving. I was getting in my car, and I went to adjust the rearview mirror. But in its reflection, just for a second, I saw a figure. Started to trigger. Memories flooded back. Stopped me in my track. Who was that? It was my lover. A lover. From a past life.
From a past life.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Past Life by Tame Impala from the record Currents, down from number 2 to number 4, and Old Man Ludkai at number 5, up from number 10 from Domestic Eccentric. Kick off that set with a track called Year of the Dragon.
Well, there we go. All right, we've got one more break before we get to the top 3, and the suspense is killing you, I know, because we have a new number 1. We've been telling you about it all show, and you just want to know who it is. But we will break one more time. And this is to give you a little snapshot as to what is debuting below the top 20. Of course, we can't play the whole national top 50 every week, so we let you know what's making its way onto the charts and possibly could make its way up into this program in the top 20, and we call this
the lowdown on the Airshot 20.
All right, as we said, it is a big week this week, and that also includes 8 debuts below the top 20. They're quite a doozy. You can find the whole thing online at earshot-online.com, but give you a little bit of the sense of some of the records falling in there. That the lowest debut that we have this week is at number 48. It is the Mina Birds with a track called Lovers. No, that's the name of that album. And there at number 45 debuting is Paper Beat Scissors, a new one on Forward Music Group called Go On. Jason Isbell at number 39, Ramsey with Hootie Koosh at number 34, the new one from Health called Death Magic, their first since 2009, at number 29. Winona Wild is at number 27. Frog Eyes at number 26. Pickpockets Lock It from Paper Bag Records. That's one you're probably going to hear in the top 20 next week, possibly. And at number 25, it's the new one from Moke Only called Magical Weirdness.
I should start making you put money on those.
Sure,
those
I would bets. I would be winning some
of your money. Cold hard cash,
yeah,
eh?
Okay. I'd be taking some of your money home.
Oh, we'll see what happens. All right, we have 3 more tracks. 1, 2, 3 more to bring you before this hour is complete, and we're going to kick it all off with number 3.
All right, don't go anywhere. You're about to find out what our new number 1 is, but for now, here is Fist City at number 3. Up for number 6, Everything Is a Mess is their new one, and here's a track called Hey Little Sister.
Number 2.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was our new number one this week. Up from number three, it is Mac DeMarco from the album. Another one you heard, A Heart Like Hers. Yukon Blonde displaced to number two from number one is the record on Blonde and a track Saturday Night. And we heard Hey Little Sister by Fist City. They're up to number three from number six from the record Everything Is a Mess.
And there you have it. Another countdown done for another week. I'm Anthony M. Brian Cleveland in studio. We do this every week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the website and check us out online as well. And we do this every week. We record out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And we broadcast here first. from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You may also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And join us next week. We'll have a brand new countdown. Also, don't forget, head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. I'll say it one more time, facebook.com/earshot20, and like and share our contest photo to win 5-day passes to Pop Montreal, courtesy of your friends at Pop Montreal and the Earshot 20. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.